Good morning. Welcome to Sunday School.
Let us fold our hands together to praise God. Dear God, our true Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. And we thank you that you have gathered us together to study your word, the Bible. Dear God, we are weak. We understand so little. So we ask that please come through your Spirit, bless us and our Sunday school with your presence. Amen. We talk this morning about Noah. Noah lived so long time ago that it's almost impossible for us to understand. When God created the world, how was it? When God had done creation, how was the world? Was it good or was it bad? Who thinks it was good? Hands up. Yes. Thank you. Exactly. That's how it was. Everything was good. Everything was perfect. People ate fruit of the trees that God had made. All kinds of fruit. God let them grow, and people went and took. That was easy. It was nice. Everything tasted good, smelled good, and it was good for their health. People lived long lives at that time. But at the course of time, you know what happened in the paradise? There was a first human pair, Adam and Eve, and they were God's children. And the devil came there and caused them to fall into sin. Do you understand what sin is? I bet you do. Sin is what makes you feel guilty or angry or sad. Sin is something that we do which is against God's will. And I know what sin is because I'm a sinner. And I know we all are. And the sin has its consequences, results, or the sin changes our mind. That's why we want to put sin away by asking forgiveness and hearing forgiveness, that it would not change very much, because sin always changes our minds to the worse. Man became angry and evil, and that grew worse. During the course of time, that grew worse and worse. And God was so sad and angry. God does not like us to sin. God knows the consequences of sin. They're evil. God decided that he will destroy the world. Destroy? How? He decided to drown it with water. People in that time had never witnessed what we witnessed here yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, what happened?
There's like a flash flood thing.
Yeah. It rained so hard that it felt like flash flood would be possible. Rain had never happened in the world. It never rained in the first world. When they woke up in the morning, the ground was moist or wet because of dew. Those people did not know about rain. Just think how they must have felt. How, let's go first to Noah. How did Noah feel when Noah was a believing man? He walked according to God's will. And God told him that I will drown this world. Up to that, they had only witnessed wet feet on the morning. You won't drown to the dew, don't you? It's impossible. So we see that what is impossible to us is possible to God. If God says something that we don't understand, it will still happen. If I don't understand something, it does not mean that God does not understand. So when God approached Noah, he said to him, make yourself an ark or a ship, a cypress wood. Make rooms in it and coat it with pitch inside and out. God gave very clear picture, dimensions, all kinds of instructions, what kind of a boat he should make. You will see the boat a little later. It's not a real boat, it's a replica. It's the same size that Noah did. But think about in your minds that the only water you had seen this far was dew on the ground. And now Noah heard from God that God will drown the world with water. And he commanded Noah to build a huge ship. This tent, how wide do you think this is?
Guess.
Like half the size of a football field?
Oh, that's a good guess. Actually, it's 220 feet. And God said to Noah, make yourselves a boat which is twice the length of this tent. Oh. Noah did not understand. He could not. It didn't make sense to him. What do you think Noah did? Because he didn't understand.
He still built it?
Yes. He still built it. Why did he build? Because it didn't, it felt like, no, it doesn't make sense.
Because he had faith in God,
yes. Faith is like a bridge. If you have a huge river and you want to go over it, you build a bridge. Faith is like a bridge that goes over something that cannot be crossed in other way. He believed in God. Noah believed in God, and he started working. He had three sons, and they all were married, so were eight adult people who started building it. They built the ark for 120 years. In modern times, nobody lives that long. And they worked that long. When Noah got God's call, he was 480 years old. What do you think about that? Pretty old builder. And he built for 120 years. Now think, when he built the ark, there were many Monday mornings when he went and thought about the
The devil said to him, it'll be never done. And that's what the devil says. The enemy of the soul says, no, it's impossible. With God, it was possible. One day, it was done. It was built, three floors, pitched in and out. The world knew it. If it would happen today, they would arrange bus trips to see this goofy man who is building a ship into the dry ground. People must have been laughing and scorning at him. And he kept his faith because he believed in God. He did not believe in himself, he believed in God. He believed that God is faithful. God has promised, and God will keep his promises always. This is about the size of the ark. Do you see the bus there? That's the scale. Think about it. One bus looks like a toy there. And these people there. This replica is actually in America. And it's about the size of the ark, how it was. Just think how much work it must have been. How impossible it was to hide. Everybody who came a mile apart, they could see it. And he did it because he believed. The only reason was he believed. He thought that God can and God will do what he has said. And now, God said that the animals, he must take animals into this ark in pairs so that the animals do not all die, but they will continue living and growing. Pairs of clean and unclean animals, of birds and of all creatures that move along the ground, male and female. Do you see? It says, came to Noah. How would you catch rhinos or hippos? Would you dare with a grass rope? Would you start lassoing them and come here and pull it there? Okay, how about the birds? How could you get the birds there? God caused them to come. Just think how Noah must have been filled with doubts many times. That is this really God's plan? Am I only dreaming of this? It can't be possible. And now the closer the ark became to be finished, the more he feared, the more the doubts came. I think so. At least I would have. And the day came when the ark was finished. And Noah looked around that, what's going to happen now? And then the animals started coming. Noah cried for joy. Because God proved himself. God proved that I will finish what I promised and what I told. Those animals started coming. All the little hedgehogs, all the snakes, they came in pairs because God commanded them to come. We should not doubt God's work. God is wise. God is good, and he is faithful. God does what he promises. If you don't remember anything else about this Sunday school, please remember that God does what he promises. And God has promised that we will make it to heaven if we keep faith. Please keep faith in good conscience. Take care of the sin when it attaches. Put sin away, and God will do the rest. And the Bible says very simply, then the Lord shut him in. God shut the doors. When Noah and the animals and Noah's family was there, all the believers who had believed in God, they were brought in. That was to them the safe place. And God shut the doors. And the end did not happen immediately. There was a quiet time for 7 days. And now started something that people had never experienced before. They knew that now came the day. When the rain, it was the first rain in the history of mankind. The water started coming from above and from below. The Bible tells how God opened the floodgates, both under the ground and on the heavens. And yesterday's downpour was nothing compared to that. It rained like that for 40 days and 40 nights. Until the ark started floating. And we understand that everybody who had denied Everybody who had denied Noah's call died in the flood. All the animals died. The waters just rose and rose and rose up to above the highest mountains. For 150 days. And then the water started, the rain stopped. And the water started recede until the 10th month. It was not a small thing. On the first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains became visible. And the ark stopped at the mountaintop. After 40 days, when the ark had stopped, Noah opened the window he had made in the ark and sent out a raven. And he kept flying back and forth until the water had dried up from upon the earth. A raven, a carcass eater. Then he sent, Noah sent out a dove. For the first time, it could not find a place where to land, so it came back. And Noah waited 7 more days and again sent out a dove from the ark. When the dove returned to him in the evening, there was in its beak was a freshly plucked olive leaf. Then he knew that the new growth had started. Noah waited for 7 more days. Does the saying come from there, third time a charm? I don't know. But he waited for 7 more days and sent the dove for the third time. And the dove did not return. Then Noah and the family knew that life is possible again on the ground. And Noah didn't need to do anything by his own decision. God said to Noah, go out from the dark. From the ark. God said to him, do we still hear God speak? And if, where does God speak? Think about it. God speaks in his congregation. When you go to church and you grow tired and start wiggling, your mom says, hey, listen to the word of God. And she's not talking about the minister. She's talking about the message that comes out from the mouth of the minister. We are not gods. I'm not God. But we convey to you the word of God. That's our duty. We speak. The Bible says, if you speak, speak like the words of God. That's why we read the Bible. That's why we talk about the Bible. That's why we speak well of the congregation and God. And we speak against sin. Because God thinks that way. Noah built an altar to the Lord and he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. Because God had said it. Burnt offerings at that time meant preaching the gospel. In the Old Testament time, burnt offerings meant conveyed God's forgiveness. But in the New Testament time, we don't need to burn burnt offerings because Jesus was God's offering for us. And that's why we preach the forgiveness in Jesus' name and blood. You have heard that blessing so many times. That is God speaking. God forgives through human mouth. God said, I now establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you. And God said, never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. And God gave a sign. What was the sign that God gave for the covenant that he will not drown the world?
A rainbow.
Did you know that? Who knew it? Hands up. Hands up. Who knew it? Wonderful. Thank you. That is God's sign that he will not destroy the world again. And that is God's sign that I am here. I am in control. Whenever you see the rainbow, think about God. God will not destroy this world with water again. And when we believe our sins forgiven, he will take us to heaven. So, and that's where we want to. We are God's children. And we want to be God's children. Dear boys and girls, I'm so happy that I can talk to you. When I heard about this duty, I was scared. I thought that I cannot. But my believing friends and escorts encouraged me to come. And I'm so thankful that I can talk to you, to my own grandchildren, and to all of you boys and girls. Let us keep faith in good conscience. And what is the most important thing in the Sunday school comes now. Believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. That was the most important part in the Sunday school. Believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. When we believe this way, we will one day make it to heaven. And there you will see Noah. Can I believe my sins forgiven? I want to believe. I want to believe like you do. And together we make it to heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.